Arizona State Volleyball has been good to the Big Stories podcast. In Season 2, we featured former Sun Devil standout Maddie McLaughlin, who battled Lyme disease as a teen to return to the sport she loved.
We tried to find a story similar to mine. I remember so vividly my mom telling me, like, what if you have to be the first? You know, what if you get to be that inspiration for somebody else?
Maddie eventually played volleyball professionally. Then there is J.J. Van Neel, who balanced a career in high finance while also playing and coaching volleyball on the side. Everything changed after taking his sabbatical.
I started interviewing for finance jobs like 6 months later and was like, honestly, I just felt sick to my stomach. That's when I kind of said, yeah, I think I want to coach.
Van Neel is now the head coach of a very successful Sun Devils volleyball squad. So it wasn't a big surprise for me to find another great volleyball story. But this time, we're focusing on one of ASU's Sand Devils.
I think the best part of beach volleyball is the dynamic of the team.
This is Kendall Whitmarsh.
It's different because you have just one other person on the court with you. So team chemistry and team culture is unbelievably important.
I thought you were going to say the best part of beach volleyball is, duh, being on the beach or playing in sand or something like that.
That's the easy answer, obviously. It really is. I mean, you really can't beat it. I have so much respect for all the indoor girls, but for me personally, all my love is in beach. I like flopping around and not getting bruises on my knees.
Kendall and teammate Tori Clement were one of the top duos for the Sun Devil Beach Volleyball team in 2025. At one point, Whitmarsh and Clement won 11 matches in a row.
Beach volleyball is all about confidence. That is something that I have learned since getting to college, because at the end of the day, there's no subs. I mean, you are in this match and you have your partner and that's about it. You got to figure it out.
How many beach volleyball fans recognize you because of your last name?
A lot, actually. But the first thing that comes to mind is all the refs. Whenever they see or I go up for the coin toss, or like, oh my gosh, I used to ref your dad. It's always like very cool to hear that and just know that he left such like a, you know, legacy that these refs are like, oh my gosh, you're his daughter. I'm like, yeah, I am.
This is the Big Stories Podcast, where we tell the amazing and inspiring stories from across the Big 12 Conference.
I'm your host, Cleon Wall. The Whitmarsh name is synonymous with excellence in beach volleyball and fitness, but it also represents loss and resilience. Either way, Kendall is carving out her own legacy of the Whitmarsh name.
I love playing and everything, but I think it's really exciting that I'm going to close this chapter and start a new one.
Kendall was daughter number two of Mike and Cindy Whitmarsh, born 4 years after her older sister, Jaden. And according to Cindy, Kendall was a typical girl most of the time.
She was super funny. She was silly, a little bit quirky. And she was, you know, the younger sister, and she definitely had a little OCD, which she still does to this day, and I probably gave it to her. She would have her stuffed animals like lined up on her bed. This is when she was little. And if you moved that stuffed animal, and Jaden would do it on purpose just to like get her little go, and oh, she would be so mad. And so she was very particular about that.
But unlike many kids with stuffed animals, Kendall's parents were kind of a big deal in Southern California.
Hi, I'm Cindy Whitmarsh. Welcome to my fat blasting boot camp workout.
Cindy was a health and fitness expert.
Let's go. Come on. 8, 7, 6. Pull that belly in.
I ran my own two fitness businesses. I was, you know, up in LA shooting videos and infomercials.
She goes on KUSI. She does the fitness segments.
Yeah.
Once a week.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's summer and it's time to work those abs. And I have my special guest, Jaden, Kendall, my daughters. I'm so excited. Are you guys excited?
Ever, like, since I remember, probably since I was like 5 years old, she has been like, will you guys do the exercises for me? And me and my sister are like, ugh.
Once they get there, they're excited about it, but they're like rolling their eyes. And they always say like, I have a different persona when I'm on. They're like, oh no, are you going to do the crazy Cindy? Or are you going to be mom? You know, so I don't know what the crazy Cindy is, but I guess it's my TV personality.
And her dad, Mike, was practically a one-man block party as a professional volleyball player.
Mike Whitmarsh is sticking to his formula. I'm going to keep the ball on Jose Loyola. Whitmarsh is just getting into Loyola's head right now.
Standing at 6'7", the former college and pro basketball player won a silver medal in the men's inaugural beach volleyball tournament at the 1996 Summer Olympic Games and earned over $1 million playing pro beach volleyball. How old were you when you realized your dad was kind of a big deal in beach volleyball?
I would say it wasn't until I started playing myself and I was like learning just all about the sport. And I would also say watching my sister play and then just realizing, wow, he really was a big deal. And then we would go and watch all of his games on YouTube and I'm like, okay, he was legit for sure.
Mike was, he was amazing. He was a very loyal person outside of volleyball and inside of volleyball. He was competitive, always like making everything fun.
He was always like such a prankster. Him and my mom would go in their like friends' houses and like take their things and like put them in their house and just wait till they come over again. Their friends are like, wait, isn't that my picture frame from high school?
He and his friend Donnie played a lot of pranks on me. They had somebody pretend like it was a homeless person and he was trying to break into the house and Mike was holding the door and I'm in the bedroom hiding. And in came Donnie and my sister and they scared the crap out of me. They all thought it was so funny and I'm underneath the bed hiding. It was terrible.
From what I remember and honestly have gathered from all of his friends, he would leave a room with everybody smiling. He knew how to connect with people and just have a good time.
Did you hear what Kendall just said?
From what I remember,
she's had to learn a lot about her father from others because Mike died when Kendall was just 5 years old.
It was such a hard time. It was so sad. There was so much going on. I feel like, because she was young, she became much more introverted. And, you know, she hid behind my leg. And at that time, Mike was kind of the stay-at-home dad. He did real estate and he was stay-at-home dad. I was gone a lot. And so when he passed, I just redirected everything. I completely quit all of my businesses and really concentrated on just the girls. And I remember I took the girls to the beach and we had some of his ashes. And it was just the three of us. We didn't want the outside world because there was so much noise and there was just so much going on. And I remember we talked about him. We talked about memories. We talked about how we're going to, you know, always remember him in our lives. But I remember saying, like, this isn't going to define us. This is not going to define who you are. We're not going to be the victims. And we're going to use this to make us stronger. We will have this bond together, the three of us. And it's going to be like the three of us against the world. And we're going to have that forever, that support system. And then tons of counseling, of course. The second he passed away, got them into counseling, which really helped. And then Mark came into our lives. And he just, like, the girls felt just so safe again.
Mark is former Major League Baseball player Mark Sweeney, who is also Cindy's husband and Kendall's stepfather.
My sister and I were like, Mom, like, you should like Mark. And she was like, what? Like, her mind never even went there. She was like, what do you mean like Mark? And we're like, no. You should like him. I would like to take credit because we actually were the ones to jumpstart that relationship because we saw something that apparently wasn't there, but we made it happen. And I'm so grateful for it because he has been like my father figure for as long as I can remember.
Have you ever felt at times like you were robbed of your father's wisdom and love because, you know, you were so young when he passed?
I wouldn't even use the word robbed because I feel like I have such a great support system and family itself.
I would be lying if I said we all didn't feel robbed in some way because, you know, of course we all want him here. I mean, it'd be amazing to have him here every day giving them support and love and direction in beach volleyball and whatever they're going to do. But I feel like we have such a good support system in our family.
Everyone just showed up when they needed to. And it's really special because I have so many people that share his wisdom through, you know, exactly what he said and what he believed in, what he preached. And I have been able to really take all that in. And like, obviously it sucks, but at the end of the day, like, I'm very grateful for what I have.
You mentioned things that he believed in and preached. What are some of those things that you've taken to heart and that you want to share with other people, whether it's about him or that you want to embody in your life?
I would just say, like, his hard work and also his ability to adapt and take on new opportunities and challenges. I mean, he didn't start playing beach volleyball until way later in his career, after playing basketball like all of his life. So I think that that is something that I take, and what everybody says, like, he put his mind to something, he did it, and he became one of the best at it.
Like Mike, Kendall didn't begin her athletic journey with volleyball. She and Jaden kicked off their sports career with a childhood classic, soccer.
I actually loved soccer. I wanted to take it on, like, you know, I loved running. I loved being able to push people, like, all this stuff. But my sister started playing beach volleyball, and I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. Like, that's, you know, that's pretty cool. And then I was like, no, like, I want to do my own thing. I don't want to follow in her footsteps. I want to go on my own path. And then it just got to a point in middle school, I was like, okay, I want to make this decision. I have so much more fun playing beach volleyball. And I fully made the transition, as much as I didn't want to be the little sister that copied her older sister, but I was like, how could I not?
Jaden ultimately matriculated to UCLA, where she earned recognition as a two-time member of the NCAA Beach Volleyball All-Tournament team.
She definitely has taught me a lot about what I know. She is very smart when it comes to the sport. I mean, clearly she's pursuing professionally.
But that's where the Kendall and Jaden comparisons end.
I always knew that I wanted to do my own thing, and I wanted to create my own story at another school. I was like, gosh, like, I'm going to reach out to Arizona State. And my family was like, oh, really? Like, they always thought that I wanted to stay in California, because it's kind of like, how could you leave?
I was so excited when she said ASU, because my parents lived there at the time. Plus, I knew she wanted to be independent. I was so psyched.
Kendall's first season on ASU sand was a learning experience.
It was a huge transition, as it is for everybody, every incoming freshman. I think that I was very lucky. I had great teammates, and I had a great assistant coach who helped me a lot and continues to help me to this day.
She showed steady growth her sophomore season, but it was during her junior year she broke through. Kendall played in every dual meet, including the 11-match winning streak we mentioned earlier. So what made the difference?
I would say just confidence and getting older and having each year more and more experience was a huge game changer for me.
She started to figure out how to deal with her nerves. They had a great sports psychologist there who really helped her a ton.
At the end of the day, it's beach volleyball is all about confidence. And if you're going in there scared, then you're going to play scared.
She's different from Jaden. She can block. She's taller. She can play both. She's so freaking fast. She's just like a go-getter, fastest on her team. She's just thrived in that way. I've never seen her play better. She's just the coolest girl.
You had a dad who was an Olympic volleyball player. Your sister had a fantastic career in beach volleyball at UCLA. Did you ever feel like you were living in the shadow of two great volleyball players and you didn't quite, you know, get the credit you were due for the things that you were doing on the beach?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely not. I'm very confident in myself that I'm creating my own legacy and, like I said, my own path. And I think that my sister and my dad's careers, they just coincide and we complement each other really great and just are a powerhouse family.
Unlike her sister, Kendall's legacy will not include professional volleyball after her final season at Arizona State. She's shooting for a career in sports marketing. What are your hopes for your final season?
Honestly, it's not even anything about volleyball itself. I just want to close this chapter of my life on a high note, and I want to go out with a bang
I feel like she has come, I guess, probably further than even Jaden has, because Jaden, you know, remembers her dad, and, you know, she has a lot of those memories. I don't think Kendall hasn't. And I think that she has figured out her life path, and she's really embodied the spirit of Mike, you know, through all of us and through remembering and what we talk about. And I know she holds on to that, and I'm just proud of her.
Kendall, your dad left such a lasting impact on the sport. How do you personally carry his legacy with you when you step on the sand?
I think just knowing in the back of my head at all times that I'm playing for the bigger picture, and I'm playing for his legacy, and I'm following in his footsteps, and that's just a perfect amount of comfort for me that I have when playing. I think it's just really special to always have that, and to have all of my family and friends be able to watch and hopefully see a little bit of him in me.
If you could see him today, what would you want to tell him?
I hope you're proud of me.
BYU Radio's post-production team provided sound design for this episode. Make sure you like and subscribe to Big Stories podcast and pass it along to all your friends and family across the nation. I'm Cleon Wall, and Big Stories will be back soon with the amazing and inspiring tales from around the Big 12. The Big Stories podcast is a production of BYU Radio.